Welcome to Seek Christ Today. I'm Beth Ferney Johnson, pastor at St. Stephen in Sylvania, Ohio. Our reading for today is one of action. It comes to us from Luke chapter 10, beginning with verse 25, and has lots of verbs in this section. You might know it as the parable of the Good Samaritan. That's often how it's referred to. But let's look at some of the verbs that this Samaritan does, some things he does, as he encounters a guy who has been beaten up and left for dead at the side of the road. The Samaritan saw him, was moved with pity. He went, bandaged his wounds, poured oil and wine on them. He put the guy on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out two denarii, some money, and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, "Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend." And in addition to those verbs that are recorded in our text, there are a lot of other actions that probably took place as this guy helped this injured person from the road into the inn, which probably was not terribly close by. But he probably checked for the pulse, balanced the man on the donkey, wiped away blood, squeezed water out of a cloth to wipe him down, poured the oil and wine, unstoppered those containers and to do that and to pour those items. And he probably talked to him and told him, you know, it's going to be all right. I'm here with you. You're going to be okay. I'll get you help. He reassured him, I'm sure. As you think about that story and kind of visualize the Samaritan helping this man who has been so injured, there are a lot of verbs in that text. Martin Luther King Jr. reflected on this story in one of his sermons, and he said that the Samaritan asked the question, "If I do not stop to help this man, what will happen to him?" And I think that's interesting to think about. There are two other people who walk by, and they ignore the guy beaten on the side of the road and just continue to walk. And Martin Luther King reflected on those people and said, you know, they might have asked this question: if I stop by to help this man, what is going to happen to me? And that spirit of self-preservation, of keeping ourselves apart, kicked in, and they did not want to get involved. But if you think of all those verbs, all those actions the Samaritan took, I think he took them because he thought, you know, that he was this guy's last chance, maybe. If he didn't help him, maybe nobody else would. And that's important for us to think about. If we don't help each other, maybe nobody else will either. And if we don't help the stranger, who is? Who is going to help the stranger? Some questions to ponder. As you think about the verbs that you have done this day, what actions, what all have you been up to so far today? How have you used your body? What do you think of this quote from Martin Luther King? "If I do not stop to help this man, what will happen to him?" Is that something you think about? Maybe not in those words, but is that something that occurs to you as you see folks who need assistance? And where have you seen others acting as God's hands in our world this week? If you'd like to explore these questions, please go to our Facebook page, Seek Christian. I'd also invite you to visit a local church where you can build relationships that will continue to help you grow in faith. With you on the journey as together we seek Christ, please tune in again next week. Blessings.